This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Lakeisha Richardson, a leading OBGYN based in the state of Mississippi and a paid spokesperson for the maker of Lowestrin FE. Dr. Richardson, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And you're welcome, and thanks for joining us here today on the program. So tell us, for starters, Dr. Richardson, why is it important to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the birth control pill this year? Love to hear your take on that as we kick things off here today.
As a practitioner, I'm grateful for those who came before us, who have led the way to this medical breakthrough, and I've dedicated my life to educating and helping women with their reproductive health and pregnancy prevention. The introduction of the birth control pill 60 years ago has allowed women, all of whom have different motivations, to be able to prevent pregnancy on terms. I am excited that we get to celebrate the birth control pill and the impact it's had on women to this day.
Absolutely, and certainly pleased to be a part of that message and getting it out as well. Now, how do women decide what oral contraceptive is right for them? Talk to us about that as well.
First and foremost, it's important to talk with your doctor to find an oral contraceptive that is right for you. Compliance is critical, as an oral contraceptive pill needs to be taken at the same time every day. There are different types of birth control pills available. Oral contraceptive options that contain hormones can, for example, contain a range of daily estrogen from 10 micrograms to 50 micrograms. Birth control pills that contain 10 to 30 micrograms of daily estrogen are generally considered low-dose birth control pills. One example is Lowestrin FE, Northendrone Acetate and Ethinyl Estradiol Tablets, Ethinyl Estradiol Tablets, and Ferrous Spermidate Tablets, the number one prescribed branded birth control pill by OBGYNs, and offers pregnancy prevention with the lowest amount of daily estrogen available. 10 micrograms. There are serious risks with birth control pills, like Lowestrin FE, including blood clots, stroke, and heart attack, which can be fatal. Women who have had any of these conditions should not take Lowestrin FE. Lowestrin FE users should not smoke, as smoking increases these cardiovascular risks, especially for women over 35 years old. For more product and safety information, please visit lowestrin.com and speak to your healthcare provider.
And definitely appreciate your input on that as well. Now, when would one be able to get pregnant if they stay on birth control for a long time?
This is a common question I receive from patients who have plans to delay pregnancy. It is important to discuss your plans for pregnancy in the future with your OBGYN, if any. Although everyone's timetable is different, it may be possible to get pregnant as soon as you stop taking the pill. Women should schedule a visit with their healthcare provider for a pre-pregnancy checkup before they stop taking birth control pills.
Certainly appreciate the information shared so far, quite informative and timely as well, being the 60th anniversary of the birth control pill this year. Today, we're speaking with Dr. Lakeisha Richardson, a leading OBGYN based in the state of Mississippi and a paid spokesperson for the maker of Lowestrin FE. She's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News, Pregnancy, and Female Health channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Richardson, how does one get birth control if their annual appointment has been postponed or missed?
It is important to make sure you're actively managing your reproductive health and staying current with your prescriptions, even if you can't visit your doctor's office. Most healthcare providers are offering virtual ways to connect. Reach out to your healthcare provider if you have any questions about your reproductive health or if you need to refill your birth control prescriptions. A board-certified healthcare provider can prescribe or renew medications via a telehealth visit. For example, if you need your birth control prescription renewed, call your healthcare provider right away and be sure to ask specifically for the brand you use. Keep in mind that a longer prescription of 3 months, depending on what is available to you, will also reduce the number of trips you need to make to the pharmacy. your healthcare provider can help you understand your options. Telemedicine is not designed to replace the annual exam. A lot of women have concerns about a telehealth visit not being able to provide the usual women's wellness exam with a complete physical. It is important for women to remember that they will still need to see their physician this year for their annual wellness visit.
And certainly appreciate your making that point. That is definitely important in those regards. Now, what should someone do if they actually miss a dose of their birth control pill?
Make sure you discuss with your doctor what you should be prepared to do if you miss a dose, as missing a dose may make you more likely to become pregnant. I recommend setting an alarm or adding it into your calendar, whatever tool you find most helpful, to remind yourself to take your pill at the same time every day. If you miss several doses, call your healthcare provider right away.
Well, Dr. Richardson, really appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of Lolo Estrin FE and for the information shared, most helpful in all regards. Hit that website once again where listeners can get more information on Lolo Estrin FE.
Absolutely. LoloEstrin.com.
And of course, we'll certainly drop a link within the show notes of this broadcast to be of further assistance. Again, Dr. Richardson, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you're more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Lakeisha Richardson, a leading OBGYN based in the state of Mississippi and a paid spokesperson for the maker of Lolo Estrin FE. And for further details, visit LoloEstrin.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.